Hello everyone, this is Omar Alvarado of theparadiddler.com, the blog for all things drumming. Thanks for tuning into this podcast. As we all know, the drums are a very loud instrument, and that on occasion, actually frequently, causes friction between the player and their neighbors. Many have employed different types of silencers on their kits, but find that once those are in place, the feel is not exactly the same. And for many, the cost of electronic drums is too prohibitive to their budget. But we may have a product now that can assist those who have a need to play quieter without sacrificing the feel of the acoustic kit. Today we have with us the creator of the Ultratone drumsticks, which are said to reduce the volume of your playing on an acoustic kit by up to 40%. And I'm sure the neighbors of drummers will be dancing in the streets with news like that. The company is Lidwish Solutions. So without further ado, let's bring in Lazaro Quilon. How are you, Lazaro?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thanks. Appreciate it. Lazaro, let's start off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into drums and that kind of thing?
Okay, I'm 50 years old. I live here in Maui. There's a lot of people that play in small clubs and venues. So I started getting music, started taking guitar lessons, and guitars led to the drums. I did have a set of drums. I've been selling the product now for about 3 years, but I've been playing the drums, I would say, almost 5 years. But the first 2 years were just spotty. Really wasn't into the drums. I just had them, you know, every once in a while I could goof around with them, but they were loud. You know, I mean, not just the product, they were just loud. So actually, I was looked for some stuff, alternatives. They didn't really work out as good as I had hoped they would work out. I was a little surprised as I shopped for stuff. So that's how I came about being interested in the drums anyways.
Okay, that's cool. So you talked about the loudness of the drums. So how did the idea of quieter sticks come out? How did that come to you?
Well, I had the drums for a while. And literally the first couple of years, about the first year and a half, was just very ugly with the drumming. So I moved into a place. Landlord was extremely just, you know, no drums. So I was actually ready to sell the drums. And, you know, I don't want to say all drum sticks are, they're absolutely good. There's a lot of really good products out there that aren't, say, like a stick. They are like a multi-rod or a fiber stick. And some of them are built very well. So for that, that's great. They're great sounding for good application. And then there's others that aren't as good, and they tend to fall apart. Just to make the long story short. Either way, I was a little disappointed with some of the sticks that I purchased out there when they had fallen apart, and I paid almost $30 for them, to say the least. That was the big thing. And then the second was I found that transferring over from playing other types of sticks other than drumsticks, almost like another animal. It was really almost like switching over to a completely different instrument. So when I developed the drumstick, it came by accident. I was actually waiting for a girlfriend to go out to dinner, and I started using some of her cosmetic products, brushes. Girls use these really nifty little sponge brushes. And so that's kind of where the development came. It basically was, you know, just as physics goes, the drumstick is it's light. It's a hollow polycarbonate plastic, you know. So, and while it is light, it weighs the same as a Regal jazz stick. So, you know, I actually based the drumstick that I was making off of an actual drumstick as far as weight and, you know, somewhat durability for playing in the medium range. And as I said, I came about it by accident, but I was ready to sell the drums. And at that point, I thought to myself, I can make something quiet. If I could play with, you know, just, you know, the cosmetic brushes, take in mind, they were 4 inches.
Yeah,
and I had a friend with an acoustic guitar, so we were able to do some. I thought, you know what, I think I could develop something more like a drumstick. So that's how we came upon the quieter concept, anyhow.
So these sticks are lighter than the regular stick.
The sticks are they're just, now if we're talking in grams, for instance, this particular drumstick is a jazz stick made by Regal. And it's a nylon tip. It weighs approximately about 36 grams. If we're getting into that, the drumstick, both of the drumsticks that I have, they weigh in the area of about 34 grams.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so you can see where when you're playing, let's say if you're playing with band, playing with a band stick and playing with a heavier 5A stick, that's going to be a heavier stick as opposed to some of the jazz sticks that you're going to see. So, you know, I took the very quietest wooden stick that you can play with and modeled my stick after that based upon what was happening was the only places that I was able to practice rudiments, paradiddles, the paradiddler, you know, flam taps and dregs, you know, especially things like, you know, dreg. You get three shots on one strike. You know, while it's not impossible to do with a brush or a fiber type of stick,
it's a little more difficult.
You're doing much more extra work, and you have to be really skilled. Like I say, they're not really made for that. So I, myself, set out to make a stick that was going to be durable and was going to last. Drumsticks. When I first started playing drumsticks, and let me just say, I've learned from making the drumsticks and researching them with drummers that technique has everything to do with playing at a low volume. Whether you're going to use a drumstick or you're going to use a specialty stick, you know, if you've got a stick wrist and you're hitting hard and you're attacking your kit, you're going to get a much louder volume. So with that in mind, as I started taking around and seeing the techniques that people were using to play quiet, I was confident enough that I could build a stick that would be durable. But yet, it would allow the drummer to be able to, on his acoustic kit, use the rudiments, the paradiddles, the flam taps, the dregs, all of the necessary techniques that would be needed to do the rudiments that are in drumming. I was very interested to find out drumming. I'm not an old drummer. I'm an old person, but I just started playing the drums and being someone who never really got into the drumming. For the first year and a half, I didn't get into drummers. And I found that making the product, there's a big drumming community, very intelligent, informed drumming community. And within that drumming community, there are the practices, exercises, and particulars needed for drummers to be a full-rounded drummer in whichever type of drumming that they're playing. So with that in mind, I made the sticks so that, you know, when you say 40% quiet, once again, a drummer just using a wooden stick can reduce his volume, still being having finesse, effortless effort, and being able to, I found in drumming it's timing. A lot of people have the concept that the faster you're playing, the louder it's going to be, and that's not true. So with that in mind, I set out to make a stick that would allow you to get the tone value out of your drum kit without augmenting your drum kit, meaning not having to put, say, rubber pads, so forth. And, you know, not to say anything bad about any products, it's just that, you know, the difference between a cymbal with a rubber pad on it as opposed to one without it is the note value that's needed. So I make a kick beater as well. The kick beater is very interesting. I guess we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the kick meter in itself was very interesting. But they kind of came about at the same time. At the time, I actually developed the stick and the kick meter all together. And when I finally was ready to patent it, I was informed that I needed to do one or the other because otherwise it would be looked at as one implement. So I went with the sticks. I've been marketing the kick meter now for a few years. And when we get to that, that's very interesting in itself because I've also learned that drumming is very. I used to drive a motorcycle, a Harley Davidson. There's a lot of accessories that you get for motorcycles that you add on. And much like the drumming, drum kits just in themselves, the hardware is very interesting equipment within itself. It varies from different types of mechanisms that you're using. I was looking at some kick beaters. One of them had a magnetic field. I can't think of the name of the company, but it looked interesting. There's, right. I guess, Axis makes a kick beater. One of the drummers that I work with, Mike, use them. Very interesting products that are out there. But so we developed everything together, and that's how it came about making the quiet drumsticks.
So as far as the sticks go, you were comparing them to the Regal Jazz sticks that you have, and they're very similar in weight. So can you describe how kind of you got your sticks that are similar in weight to a normal stick a normal wood stick, but when you strike them both at the same strength, your ultratones still sound quieter than those regular sticks.
Much quieter. Much quieter. Even with, say, light application. One of the things I found very interesting about playing music with the drums, one of the areas which I attacked when I was doing the drums was I was checking out jazz drummers, older jazz drummers. And one of the things that they were really into was doing these buzz rolls, you know.
Right.
And you can bring your volume up or you can bring it down with these buzz rolls. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And one of the guys that I was listening to said, you know, a good drummer's going to be able to play really down low by the skins, you know. So I thought, okay, so I am going to produce a stick that has those attributes. I guess the term would be to be able to crescendo and decrescendo with the drumsticks. Right. When I made the drumsticks, it was important that they weighed in balance, being, you know, identical to a regular drumstick, so that it would be able to accomplish that particular feat. The first, and it wasn't being quiet, because there's a lot of products out there that tend to, I would say, dampen, I think is the big word that's used in the industry. And just by the word, just the terminology sounds kind of ick to me, to dampen the sound. And I right. thought, why would you dampen the sound when you can just bring the sound down? And as I started looking at things, I realized the physics of the particular instruments out there. And once again, if you're playing in live situations, concert situations, there are definite sticks out there that are going to be quieter than a regular drumstick, and they're even going to be suited more for the application than, say, an ultratones. If you were playing out on a, say, if you were out on an open, you know, you have a lot of open arenas out in parks, small, I don't know what you call them, little teeny domes that they have in parks. And they have free concerts and so forth. Okay, if someone was there and they were using, say, a pair of wooden multi-rods or a more stiffer pair of fiber sticks, that sound right there, and especially if it was Latin, so you were kind of wanting that little bunched up shot all the time, that right there is going to be a lower volume stick. And it is going to also be, I would say, better application than the ultratones, because the ultratones is going to be a lower volume, but it's still going to be a stick sound. You know, right. So in this particular application, you're asking for this type of thing. But I realized that what was happening was these products were being used and they were being advertised to bring the volume down. And unfortunately, you know, in the case of, like, say, the fiber sticks, they're excellent for the cymbals and for the toms and for the snare. Really, they are, especially, you know, they really help you to work with your hands. You know, even though when you switch over to the sticks, you know, it's got a little bit of a different animal, but as time goes on, you'll get used to that. What I was disappointed is they didn't make a kick beater that was as equally yoked as this particular stuff. And then there's the pads, the rubber pads, of course. They're great, but when you get to the cymbals, then you got problems, you know. So I thought, what are the things that make the neighbors go, the guy next door's got drums? So it was the bass drum, and it was the cymbals. So when I was able to bring the volume down on those two items there, and when I mean bring it down, this product originally was made for a person, myself. I was doing construction at the time. And there's songs that I like to listen to, say, like the Eagles, you know, stuff that you would imagine listening to if you were getting off of work and it was sunset and you just wanted to kind of just unwind and groove with the music. I think everyone at one time or another has heard some music they like and played along and thought, wow, I'd love to be able to play the drums. So with that, I not so much made a drum product at first for drummers as much as just for people that wanted to be able to play the drums and to know that they could turn the volume of the stereo or whatever they're playing up enough to where they could hear the beat that's going on. More importantly, no one could hear them playing as terrible as it, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's the case with me. The case was, I had a girlfriend that was, when I had the sticks, was like, can't you hear the beat? And I thought to myself, you know what? I really can't hear the beat, because once I start hitting the sticks and everything else, it's my beat. As awful, right. As terrible as it is, you know, so the sticks, just by virtue and default of how they are, they do several different things. They bring the tone down so you can record, and you really get you keep your note value. Myself, I'm getting older. I'm 50 years old. I do construction. I work with tools. Also surf a lot. So your hands are doing a lot of intensive gripping all the time. So I had a bit of a carpal tunnel thing. That kind of, you know, a lot of people know playing with like really thin timbali sticks or jazz sticks tends to help the hands, you know, as opposed to playing with heavier sticks. So, you know, the virtues of that were a plus. One of the beautiful attributes I found out about the sticks is that you can play it for a lot longer. And so no one being able to hear you through the learning process and being able to play longer, they helped out quite a bit.
Okay, so basically the bottom line, one of the bottom lines of the sticks that I've found that after I personally have used them, it's sort of like you can play however you play and it will be less stress on the hands, and you'll still feel like you're using regular sticks, and you'll also get that lower volume at the same time.
You know, I would also, one thing that I found that's really good is nothing's going to replace the drumstick.
Right.
But with the ultratones, believe it or not, when you first get them, they really feel like they're, they almost feel like they're, you know, really, well, wow, they're a little bit too much. But to start playing them, I realized that switching over from these to regular sticks, I've gotten a lot better working with the sticks. Drumming is it's an altogether type of a thing. It's kind of like golf, if you want to take an example. You know, it's good to play on the range. It's good to play on the, you know, practice all the aspects. So for that, I drum with a drum pad, and I use wooden sticks for the drum pad. I work with the ultratones. Ultratones aren't that good with the drum pad. I found when you're doing things like working with the drum pad, doing rudiments, what you're looking for is you're looking to get your tempo up as it is, you know. And you know, I've been surfing since I was 10 years old, so I'm 50 years old now. And there's just a point where you realize you're just really still green at doing something. So I think I refer to drummers as drummers. I'm getting to a point where I'm going to be a drummer. So I kind of refer to drummers as drummers. And I found that what drummers need and what they do is they're bringing up their timing. And, you know, I've realized also from doing it, it's a lot like surfing and a lot of things. Don't expect too much of yourself, you know. If you can't bring your tempo up to this highest rank, you know, I've realized a lot of it has to do with the feel of playing the, you know, getting to learn to feel the stick is one of the largest advantages you're going to have of being able to accomplish the things you need, and then, you know, everything will come together with the timing. So with the ultratones, I found that the kick meter and the sticks are light enough to allow me to be able to make up based on the beater being really lightweight and the sticks being lightweight. It's almost like a cheater in a way. You know, you really can do some of the paradiddles and the dregs that normally with a heavier pair of sticks, because you don't have that control with your fingers and your wrist, you know, and you're going to get these ghost notes in there and some more uneven strikes. But even with the heavier sticks, I found that the more you practice, the better that you get, the more comfortable you get at stuff. Right now, we're going to be working. I'm taking everything a step at a time, so I'm going to be doing some Skyping, live Skyping a couple times a week with my teacher, Mike. And, you know, you can join us. Anyone can join in. But we're going to be talking about the one subject is going to be actually seeing what is out on the market outside of just, say, sticks and beaters that you can do to your drum kit to bring the volume, the sound dynamic down, and keep your drum kit as authentic as if you were just playing with a pair of sticks and a regular kick beater, you know. So a lot of companies are doing a lot of cool things out there. Remo has pinstripe heads. It's a double ply head that I'm using on my 8-inch tom and on my 12-inch tom. There's, I think you were saying you have some of the moon gel.
Yep.
I'm trying to develop a product here, which is just kind of a foam dot that sits on the face of the drum, and it brings down the volume on the head. So, you know, a drummer with to answer your question, as far as the ultratones goes and how far you can bring the volume down, one good thing about the ultratones, it is a stick that you can practice taking the volume down to very extreme lows. Bringing it up high. Higher. Anyways, I mean, there is a point where they're just not going to go higher. And there's ways out, there's stuff out of the market you can put on the heads of your drums. There's rings. You got the moon gel. I know that I haven't checked into Evan yet, but I know Aquarian's making a head that's a double ply head with oil. It's got some hydraulic oil in there, so I really kind of want to check them out as well. But I'm going to be working with types of sticks. My sticks are light, and they have a semi-flexible head at the tip, both sticks. And along with the stick being light, the stick's got a bit of a flex to it. And so that absorbs a lot of the shock when you're hitting. I found that the cymbals, you know, I got a couple of junk cymbals here right now, but I'm going to be getting new cymbals. And what I'm looking at to work with are some splash cymbals, some China, you know, thinner cymbals. I know when I first started doing the product, I had a pair of these. My friend had a pair of these Wohans. They were hand banged out, really nice, and they had a really good feel to them. So I guess what I'm saying is, along with your choice of what types of products you're using, bringing the volume down on drumming altogether is a little bit easier these days. I like to look at my sticks as pretty much the only ones I've seen so far on the market that, as you were saying, you are playing like a drumstick. So not to put any other products down, but I've done a worldwide. We're patented now as of January the 11th this year.
Yeah, I read about that.
Right, you know, and I've got some really cool drummers that are been doing some videos. Thank you very much once again. Omar's on. I have him on my Facebook and on my website, and he's in his living room of all things at nighttime. I think he got the fireplace going. And you were playing along to a cover. So
that was a little experiment I did just to see how much drumming I can get away with and not bother my wife, and she really liked it. Before I forget, let me ask you, there is a question I have about the beater that you have, which is also part of the package, but you mentioned that you have two versions of your sticks. You have, you know, an older version and the newer version. Just real quick, describe the difference between both of them, and if one is quieter than the other still, or what's the main difference?
Okay, well, once again, application is going to be a lot. These are the twos here. Now, they, I wouldn't say, are going to be much. Quieter than the ones. The only thing is you can hit the twos if you need to go up. So the twos, what was going on with the ones have a single tip on them, and they also telescope down. So they actually, it's a two-part stick on the top, and one part's only a quarter of an inch thin. So what was going on were these sticks are perfect for the hand meets brush fusion type of techniques.
Yep.
That's the kind of technique you want to use playing with the classics. Well, people were finding that they were basically very quiet, so they were starting to overhit them. And at that point, you're just, any product that's made for a lower decreased volume is going to require a lighter application. The great thing about at low application, when you learn to have a flow, it looks so amazing because you can bring the volume up and down. And that was basically one of the things that I found fascinating. I said, you know, I'm going to make my stick so that I can put it in the hands of a guy like that that just has the command to bring his volume from low to up. You know, that's dramatic for me. So I was really impressed with that. So that's why I made this stick. The Classic was originally made, the difference between the Classic and the two, the Classic was made to be extremely quiet on the cymbals. Once again, I was telling you the cymbal. I wanted to bring the cymbal out, and it's not that it's not durable, because the tip that's black, the polycarbonate price, actually, that's a little extra in the stick that a lot of no other sticks really do. The stick will go from a hard strike to virtually just a little quiet tap, even on the bell.
So there's quite a bit of dynamics with that stick.
Yeah. The big thing about this stick, though, this was made to take the cymbals out. You know, you could do paradiddles. You could practice on this cymbal and be just about as quiet as the pads. This stick was made so that the cymbals were out of the equation as far as bothering anyone. And the kick beater was made to not bother anyone. Now, the reason I made the twos were because people were playing out in these little coffee houses and stuff, and they were finding that if you brought the volume enough up to play the classic, you know, even harder, it still wasn't giving them the cymbal with the fluent. You know, obviously the stick does have a certain amount of dynamics, but you don't want to outplay your technique. So they were finding that the technique they needed the cymbal to be up a little bit more. I don't have a problem with it, but some did. So the two, you can hear.
Yeah, it is a little louder than the classics, the ones.
Yeah. And you know, it has a bit of a fuller. It has a bit of a fuller feel on the head. A lot of people like it because it has a head. The classic looks a little strange. Looks like granny's knitting needles, you know, comes down to a point. But as I said, my original models had a longer shoulder, so it was kind of flexy. So what I did was I tightened up the flex in it, so it played more like a two, you know, but it still had the attributes of, and another thing, this is a good stick for very experienced drummers as well. If you're a drummer and you're going to be playing with a band and they say, hey, we've got a couple original covers, you may know some of the covers that they're playing, most likely all of them, but they're going to say, hey, we have a couple of originals we want you to try to learn. These are a great stick to use because you can hear, you know, even the guy tells you it's a 6/8 count or it's a 5/4. You can hear all the little teeny things he's throwing in there to make it whatever type of song it is, swing, reggae, ska, rock, western, whatever it is. And you can use that also. And another thing is excellent sticks for playing acoustic. That was the I wanted to make sure that someone can play unplugged and record and get without having to have a lot of people ask me questions about the sticks. Why don't you have these types of tests with mixing this and that? Hey, you know, I want people to know that I am basically, I do a lot of surfing. I live here in Maui. It is so expensive to live here that you would think that I have a lot of money. I don't. You know, I'm just like you, the guy that is the person that's out there learning to play the drums, and they don't have the money to get their house soundproofed or all these other things. So for that reason and that reason alone, I want to make sure that when I'm selling the product that I can sell it to them in the most exact raw form that they would be using it. In fact, I'm going to be doing some Skyping, and you'll be able to come in, and I will be able to do some tests on the drumsticks. You know, but once again, like I said, application is everything. So if you're looking to bring your volume down, but you're not going to alter the technique that you're using, then there's probably you're not going to get down as low a volume with anything as you want to. And that's my observation of the drumming realm. That helps you out some.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the sticks themselves. How about a little bit about the beater? How's it constructed? How's it made that allows for a quieter bass drum as well?
Okay, the beater. Excellent. Once again, it's a very lightweight beater. A lot of people think it's expensive, but I beg to differ. I charge $25 for it. It does a lot of things. What's going on with the beater? And I've had this one for like a year. And what it is it's a series of these pads, foam pads with Velcro on them. The Velcro is the striking part. And the beater is it's a fiberglass rod that goes into a hard rubber head. Okay? It's not glued in there, actually. It's in there nice and tight. And then that has a felt head, which is, you know, felt head. That attaches to the loop of the striker. So the head's actually got a foam striker. And the beauty of it is If you really want to be quiet, you can use two of the pads on there. And the difference would be... And then if you double pad it. And so
it gets quieter.
Pardon me?
It gets quieter.
It gets quieter, right. And now the reason I bought this, and like I said, I'm not naming any names. And the only reason that is because it's not nice. I think everyone has everything to contribute. Anyone that goes through the trouble of making a product they put on the market and get it out there and sell it to anyone, that's hard enough to begin with. So with that being said, one of the products that I saw was a rubber disc. And it was about $25. And what it did was it just obstructed the beater from making contact with the head. You know, and so there was a few people out there that had mentioned types of ways to make the kick beater. You know, so I made the kick beater so that it was able to have the note value. I actually have a few pillows inside of my drum, but without anything at all in the drum. And that's how I advertise it, you know. And once again, the foot thing also is the all about application. The one thing that I can say about my product that's a little bit different than some of the products, I want to call it the poor man's way to speed up your kick beater. There's a lot of kick beaters out there. What I'm noticing with the kick beaters out there these days is that rather than going with the chains and the springs that they're using, you're seeing some really cool kick beaters out there that have a mechanism. Just like I said, there was one out there with the mag and stuff. But in any case, what I've been noticing is they're making the kick beater really light, so the head's very responsive. Brrr, and it's taking out that old pendulum kind of heavy at the head feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So but with that, my kick beater is so light that just by default, did you notice that it did that for you?
It was very light when I was using it.
And did it help you out with doing triplets? Were you trying to do the little on-the-toe triplets?
Well, I noticed more that, you know, it's more of an adjustment. When you have a beater that's lighter like that, it kind of makes me want to adjust the pedal because of, you know, how light it is. But, you know, the main benefit I notice is that I can really hit the bass drum hard. And I'm not worried too much about its loudness, but I can still practice those triplets and, you know, not worry about, you know, volume, which is a good for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the drumming experience is just what it is. There's so many different aspects of it. One of the biggest ones I found, my product has kind of had a little bit of, in the very beginning, it kind of struggled because of the fact that it looks completely different than anything on the market. So that basically made people skeptical. But basically because people know before they buy a lot of these products the type of sound they're going to get. So when you tell someone that you're going to get a sound identical to drumsticks and it's going to be lower volume, they're very skeptical. They're thinking, well, if it's, why hasn't it already been done after this long?
Right. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Not at the beginning, but lately. Now that, you know, the product's been out for a little bit, what do you perceive has been the general attitude and reaction to the sticks?
Oh, just overwhelming. We've been selling for 3.5 years. Literally, I just got my first couple of returns on the product, and we sold probably about 3,000 over the last 3 years. The first year was slow, but last year and a half, we've sold about 3,000 products, you know, units altogether it would be about. Overwhelming great response from the public. Same as yourself. There's a lot of people that really appreciate the product even more than the drummers. Those would be like students that have to live with other people, roommates, wives, girlfriends. It has been received well. So the reception for the product has been extremely well. I'm only selling it, you know, I build these. I make these custom. So when you get these drumsticks, people, these are actually a work of art in that sense. You know, I'm a performing artist, and this is what I'm creating. So these are actually I've often thought of numbering them, but then I thought that might be a little presumptuous. So, but, you know, each one right now are made by me. I want to keep making things in the United States. I'm not really super huge nationalist or anything, but, you know, like I said, I have a lot of friends that could help build Drumstick, so I'm looking to get a little bit bigger. But right now, at this point, what I want to do is make sure the product does what it claims it's going to do and helps yep. out those that it needs to. And for that reason, you know, even if it was in stores, I've been talking with them. I'm not going to mention any names, but I've been talking to one larger company, and they don't really make drumsticks. But what's going on is there's a lot of people in the world, even with the stores. You can find that large amount of the world is still finding out about it. There's people that are, have said, wow, you know, I work at a 5-star drum store. I've never heard of the product, you know, and it's like, well, I deal with about 600 people a month that have never heard of the product. And for that, that's good. That's good. There's ups and there's downs about this. So that's why I want to be very prudent about making sure that we're producing a product that is helping out whatever few that we get to. If something larger comes along and it's a scale that I feel comfortable with, then we would go in that direction. But for right now, I think that it's really cool to give people personal customer satisfaction. You get to talk to me. I invented the product, I market the product, and I'm willing to answer any questions for you just about at any time. This is what I do now. So I'm going to start Skyping so people can come in and ask questions, what types of music, if in fact their style and the things they're looking for in drumming is something that the Ultratones can bring to them. At this point right now, I've been seeing and I've been playing all different kinds of music, so I don't see any limitations or restrictions to the product any more than I do with just about all the drum products out there. Every product has something very interesting and unique within itself, and especially the way music is these days. There's really so many different ways, different areas that music's going into, along with fusions and then just regular straight types of music. There's probably never been a better time to explore what music is about, and the drums is absolutely, for me, has been a fulfilling measure in which I've been doing it and making the product. Biggest part of it is making people happy that they're able to be able to play the drums and get the practice that they need to be able to play the drums. So I think that's kind of where we're heading for right now. The general attitude and the reaction has been good. Once again, you can't please everyone all the time. You just can't. It doesn't matter what, you know. But then once again, it just goes to show we live in a big world. There's going to be all different, diverse, different types of interests and likes. With that being said, that answers. Does that answer your question?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, I like that you have a lot to say, which is good. So let's say you have the listener or the visitor to your site say, okay, I want to try these sticks out. So, you know, how can people order your sticks? Where are they available? I know you started mentioning, you know, maybe some alternate distribution channels, but where can people get the sticks and where can people see maybe some people having played these sticks already or using them?
Okay. Well, we're going to say right now, we're doing, you know, I think you might have heard, if you haven't, you're going to hear me mention now Faith Brooks, okay? And I want to say that she's a friend of mine that basically pro bono has helped me with a lot of – I'm not at all an internet whiz. Very interesting story. I guess we can go back to about me. I was in construction, so I never even had a laptop until 3.5 years ago. And the only reason I got it was for the business. So I was completely inept as far as sending emails and, you know, everything. I've come a long way from doing it, but still so much further. So she does all of the types of helps me out with the forums and everything that you basically see. So we're starting to get into more of what a lot of people are doing. But, you know, she has done a great job. If you go into just the Google search bar there, you guys are on your home page, you go into Google search bar, put in low volume drumsticks, we're going to pop right up there. So we're in the Google, we're in Bing. I only do sell on the internet, but you can find me on Quiet Drumsticks on Facebook. We also have a Facebook tab there. If you could remember Lidwish Solutions, or Lazaro Quilon. I think the easiest way, probably just go with the low volume drumsticks. But if you want to know the name, it's Lid Wish, Lid Like a Jar, L-I-D, Wish, W-I-S-H, and Solutions. Solutions is a spin on the word solutions. It's SOULUTIONS.com that you can come visit us. There, when you go to the website, if you're on YouTube and you just put in Lid Wish, and like I said, once again, if you just went to Google, you can see a lot of different things, but you can see videos on Facebook. You can see them on my website. You can see them on YouTube. Yourself also, the interview, for those of you that are going to be seeing the interview here, Omar actually is doing a cover. Now, I want to say thank you once again for the cover, because the cover is basically, for those of you that are listening, it's the essential, it's a quintessential aspect of making the drumsticks for me. I made the drumsticks for those of you who may not even drum right now and always wondered what it would like to be like to play the drum. So I made it so that you can play the covers and the music that you enjoy, and so that also so the people that enjoy the same music that you do can enjoy that music while you're practicing, because they can hear it. I'm sure your wife discovered that she could hear the song a lot clearer that you were playing. So for that reason, and that reason solely, is why we are gaining the response that we have gained over the past 3 years, and why it's been super enjoyable to get into doing this. I've never done anything on the computer. I'm finding the drum forums are really cool to get into. I met you, Omar, by just making friends. I wasn't a shy person growing up, but definitely getting on the internet and, you know, befriending people, being on Facebook and stuff was pretty new to me. I'm getting more comfortable with it. That's how I met Omar, and we were able to hook up. I am a very small company at this point right here, but like I said, right now what we're trying to do is just make it so that the people that are using the product and be able to show other people how the product works are what's important right now. So if you go into the website, what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of videos. Personally, right now, if you're watching this interview and you're going to see this interview, the volume issue, because I was such a new drummer to this, the volume issue was really kind of something that we were just so, oh, we did it. We laid the golden egg, and that was kind of what we were pushing. What I found since then is it's hard to engineer the sound. You can have equipment, and you can do a lot with the sound. So one of the things on the videos you're going to notice is a lot of people ask the question, how do I know the volume is lower in capacity than regular drumsticks? And there's a few examples on there, actually, if you look really close. One of them is Omar playing along to a cover song. You know, he's basically just using the camera and filming himself. What we're trying to show in the videos is that you're going to get authentic drumstick play. What we want to see in the videos is that the drumsticks are behaving much like a regular drumstick. And like I say, much like a regular drumstick, because there's just something about the hard wood or the hard nylon hitting the drums that makes it what it is, unique to its own self. These do an extraordinary job at coming close to that. And for that reason, I think that that's why I'm hoping that we continue to do good and that Ultratones finds their way in the family of all the wonderful percussion products that are out there that people are using for whatever reason, whether it's to play quieter, whether it's to play louder, whether it's to make different types of sounds that would accompany a lot of the different sounds that we are hearing and the music that we listen to these days.
All right, so we're going to have on at theparadiddler.com anyway, where this interview is posted, we'll have the links to Lidwish Solutions and to the Facebook page. So, you know, if people can't spell the name, they can at least go to my site and they can link over there. And, you know, if they're interested in buying the products, they'll be able to do it that way. I wanted to ask you, Lazaro, just as a little aside, I mentioned at the beginning to tell us a little bit about yourself, but I also want to know, what kind of music are you listening to these days? And are there, you know, what drummers do you like listening to or that inspire you?
Oh, well, you know, I got to say, I am... the last time I was really into like things where I could remember names probably was when I was a young kid in football. You know, you remember the players' names. But I'm 50 years old. I grew up, so I love really a lot of classic rock. And what's really funny, I'll tell you, I grew up listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, a lot of the early stuff. But what I noticed about you is I'm a huge Genesis fan from the early Peter Gabriel days. In England by the Pound, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, Foxtrot, listening to Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins. That kind of really was just some of the first drumming that I was, I forgot the drummer's name for Yes. You know, Neil Peart, obviously.
Bill Bruford and Alan White were.
Okay. Then there's Chester Thomas. He filled in for Genesis. You know, but I have to say that Benny Greb, Mike Johnston, I have one of my favorites, Matt Pointer, that's on my website. He's explosive. Have you seen him?
I've seen him. Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he's young and he's just got flavor. I really dig his drumming. So a lot of the drummers I like are guys. Also, I like a guy, Randy Van Patten, from Florida. There's a lot of teachers out there. And then, of course, there's Dave Weckl. And these are names that I've only known from recently watching stuff. And I know there's a lot of them, but there's a lot of teacher drummers out there. I tend to like a lot of reggae, so Sublime. We're really big here in Hawaii, reggae. Dig reggae, Bob Marley, Sublime stuff. It depends, I guess. I don't know if it's the same for everybody, but for me, it depends on the kind of mood I'm in. Right here, I'm going to be doing a lot of Skyping. And what the Skyping is going to be, it's going to be a lot of late 50s, early 60s, late 60s R&B, you know, like the Four Tops, Temptations, early, a lot of really soul music. And the reason that is because we're going to be Skyping. People want to learn about the products. I'll be using sticks. I'll be switching off to the Ultratones. I'll be using some fiber ones.
Right.
But these are going to be songs that are pretty much made back in the days where the bands were pretty stripped down, you know? So you really just have the drums, the bass, and the guitar that are making the beat and the melody. So the drum beats are going to be easy to follow along with, and they're going to be, I guess you can make it like really pretty much soulful, easy listening music. You know, if you put on a pair of headphones, you'll be able to hear some really good tunes. I make some really cool playlists. Myself, I'm not really going to be trying to play it down for the note as much as trying to find the cool little ditty beats that I can find in it. Some of you guys want to see some really cool interviews, go see Keith Moon's interviews about him with Roger Daltrey, and they'll tell you the guy used to have a whole bunch of these little cool diddlies that he's putting in. So I'm kind of going to be doing playing drums to that, you know, finding cool little beats, taking people that can say, hey, check this out. And trying to learn more about drumming and what's out there. I'm going to be joined with Mike Burke's going to join me sometimes. He's a drummer, plays for a group called Gomega here on Maui. Maui's got a mean, really big music scene out here, Hawaiian music in itself. You know, I don't know if some of you are watching the Emmys, but we got the slap key guitar. So really, I live here, super soulful music that's here, and it's all over the place. So me and Mike are going to be on there. I've got my friend John Gill from New York. He's going to be joining me on Skype. I've got you. I hope that you join us again once you get your video up. And we're going to just be talking about, in general, I kind of want to do that thing kind of like I've seen on YouTube where Chad Smith is with a bunch of other drummers, kind of a drum circle thing. But I want to kind of do it from different areas like we're doing now. We're going to be using iChat. Also Skype, depending on whatever works the best, and try to make a visual drum community and have people come in and ask questions. I think that we'll be taping stuff and downloading it so that people can save the stuff. I'm from Los Angeles, originally from Hollywood, down to Huntington Beach in Orange County. So I have a lot of friends. I'm kind of surprised to see what kind of drummers are going to be coming along to join us. Maybe we'll have some celebrities. You never know. Chris Thomas on my website, he's doing the ska. He plays with the legendary Mick Fleetwood and Willie Nelson right here in Maui, as well as just one absolute fine drummer. You could find him, Chris Thomas, that's with a K, K-R-I-S. That's on YouTube. You can go on and see him doing a lot of good work. So I'm just looking to, and thank you very much once again with your help to be able to join the drumming community. It's big. It's wide. My product isn't just here in the United States. We sell worldwide. I have a lot of friends in Australia. My friend Dale Dobson, I'd love to give a shout out to, has been, he's a fireman in Queensland, Australia, in Rockhampton. And he's been helping out the people in the storms out there. You know, you guys are probably right now, you guys would know there's been earthquakes and tsunamis. So I've got customers in Australia, all over the United States, Canada, the UK. So if you join me, you can go to Quiet Drumsticks on Facebook. There's a lot of people from around the world there that have used the product that are asking questions about it. It's great to, I'm so happy that I did invent this product because it's allowed me, kind of tell you the truth, that about almost at about 46 years old, life was getting a little boring just surfing. And that's right. What happened. I was kind of hanging out at all these little venues and I'd see these guys playing music and I'd see them on the construction site too. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get into it. So I started taking guitar lessons and, you know, so I just, it's been really absolutely amazing to get into music. It's really helped to, I guess, help what may have been a midlife crisis. Maybe I'm in it. I don't know, you know, but it's, it's just amazing. You know, the drumming community, much like yourself, is super open, super friendly. You know, you're always going to have your people that are going to be negative for whatever reason here and there. But generally, I found that the drumming community has had open arms. I've had a lot of good things said. You know, I can't really think of anything bad that's been said about my product. Just people just, you know, like I said, a few people in 3 years, it just wasn't for them. I think one customer didn't even open up the box and get it, you know. I'm out here in Hawaii. Every once in a while, we do have problems with getting materials just chained up. I get these big floods of orders. But like I said, I stand behind my product. I'm hoping that we can get it to more people. But I think right now the important thing is the best, I think, for the future of my product would be that it has a strong association with being good by word of mouth and experience of the people that are using it, you know. So, and I'm going to try to fix up my website. I'm hoping to get some suggestions from some people to make it a little bit more. So it's not, I don't want to say sit snake oil. It does make some big claims. And in the same sense, I've had customers say that it had big claims, but the product exceeded what they were expecting. You know, they said, wow, you know, almost. But that's the thing is, you got to realize when they're going, man, you were really boasting that thing up. But when I got it, man, it lived way past what you were saying, you know. So
that's good when that happens.
Well, it's good when it happens, but you have to understand what the initial response is to it. So, and the reason that is because I wasn't an experienced drummer in the sense that I didn't know enough about drummers and what they are trying to communicate to each other about drumming. And that's why kind of the only trick we had, the only rabbit we could pull out of the bag was the quiet one. We knew that it was good for the ears and other things, but like I said, to be more realistic, what's going to happen with the product is you're going to find a product that has very good note value. It's not a dampener. It does actually bring down the volume. It helps you so that you can get stick control, so that you can virtually bring the product, the volume down with any type of stick that you're using, whether it be wood with a wood tip or a wood with a nylon tip or fiber types of sticks. And for that, I would say that if you're a drummer, and what I found myself in the drumming community is that drummers a little bit more than, say, guitar players and other types of musicians in the drumming world, they are risk takers. They take chances, and they do improvise, and that's where you get wonderful techniques and styles that have come about and, from different types of drummers throughout the ages, all the way from like Buddy Rich and Gene Krupa to Neil Peart and some of the new drummers that we're seeing in the bands today. So, you know, if you're the kind of drummer that's got a lot of sticks in your bag and some you don't even use sometime, and, you know, like I said, I think that by virtue of just being a drummer, take a chance on the product. You don't have anything to win as far as, you know, a new car or $1 million, but you might have something to lose if you don't. And that would be being able to add a product that will bring a new tone, different sounds, different experiences, and once again, a stick plays like the unique instrument that it does, a stick. And in the same way, you're going to find Ultratones actually has a very unique play within itself. and it's going to broaden the range of the things that you're going to think about doing when you're playing drums. So for that, I think that the drum kick beater and the sticks stand by themselves. And as far as that goes, like I say, you can't win every single person over for things, you know? And that we'll just, I just want to leave it on that particular note that it's very good to try out new products, regardless of whatever it is you're doing, and whether it's music or anything basically that you're doing.
Okay, so the last question for me then, Lazaro, and I appreciate the time you've spent with us here, is for those, you talked about, you know, some people that may be a little skeptical that, you know, do these things really do what you say they do? What do you offer, like a guarantee with your sticks that to allow them to at least try them out and see if it's right for them?
There is. There's a money back guarantee. Right now, I think I have a couple of returns that I'm waiting for. Figure out how to get the computer. You know, like I said, in 3 years that I've done this, I've had like three people, one last year and ironically two this year. But offer a money-back guarantee if you're not happy with the drumsticks. The drumsticks also come with extra tips. It's the only part of the drumstick that's vulnerable to any kind of breakage. If you use them properly, they won't break. The classics may wear down. But like I said, in the event that you're not happy with the sticks, you know, I did give you, you know, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. And like I said, that alone by itself should make it so that you would at least take a chance at trying to play the product. If you're serious about your drumming, just like you would have a rubber pad, if you're really serious about your drumming, I say that you should at least give it a look to my product. You don't have anything to lose. You'll get a money-back guarantee if you're not happy with the product. If you are happy with the product, what you have to gain through it is adding something to the ensemble of your drum kit. And when I say ensemble of your drum kit, truly you're going to have a different tone, a much different sound than what I think that you would expect. It's going to be, for instance, yourself, Omar, do you find that the drumsticks play a lot like the drumsticks and yet they give it its own unique sound?
They do. I mean, it was kind of a surprise when I started using them. I was playing them like normal sticks. I didn't have to feel restrained when I hit anything, be it the cymbals or the drums themselves. And I find that that's an advantage. And I find that it's another type of stick to throw in my bag of sticks. It's just another type of stick that does a certain job and it does it well. So, you know, I think after all the time you've been selling the sticks, if only two or three people have returned them, then I think you have an excellent track record there. So I don't think you have to worry about that, Lazaro.
Yeah, and it's practice. You know what? You're going to be able to practice. That's the biggest thing about it. Practice, practice, practice. You don't have anything to lose whenever you're buying any product. Any product that you can buy that's going to offer you more time to be able to practice with that product is going to be a product that's going to be dollar for dollar worth more than any other products you buy when you're learning something that you haven't been doing, I would imagine, really.
Very good. So, Lazaro, I want to thank you very much for spending this time with us. This has been it's been educational, very interesting, and glad that everything turned out for you okay in Hawaii. I know it's been difficult these past couple of days, but glad everything worked out for you.
Omar, once again, I just want to say thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I had a great time listening to the Mike Johnston interview. I can't wait to hear this one here. And like I said, I got time for you anytime. Once again, it was a pleasure. And it's kind of funny because things I've done myself trying to get things out turned out to be a little bit nerve-wracking, to say the least. So you're very comfortable. I like the questions. It was a pleasure. And I'm just hoping to see you once again. Come visit us on the Skype or at LidwishSolutions.com. I can just say aloha, ala nui, and a hui ho.
Very good. All right. Thanks again. Thanks very much. Again, that was Lazaro Quilon of Lidwish Solutions, the creator of the Ultratone Quiet Sticks and Beater. For more information, you can go to the Lidwish Solutions website at lidwishsolutions.com, and that's LidwishSolutions.com. Or you can go to theparadiddler.com under podcasts, where this interview will be posted, and the links to Lidwish Solutions, their website, and Facebook page will be listed. Again, thanks to Lazaro Quilon, and thanks to all of you, the listeners, for tuning in. This has been another podcast brought to you by theparadiddler.com. So we hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.